later on.
Amen.
The dying thief rejoiced to see a fountain in his day. Right at the last minute, that fountain was only open. Praise God.
Right.
He was the first one to avail of it. Praise God.
Amen.
And there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. It was not some rescue right at the last minute on the cross. Praise God. It's wonderful. I'm sure he rejoiced. Amen. For it didn't look like there was much hope. He was very fortunate that the Saviour was right beside him. Praise God. Anyway, let's sing this second verse and then across it will come.
And God have set, and now this is the thing,
I'm not wanting to wonder that it's in Ephesians as well, and it names the five, but in here it names three. This is the thing that men are saying we don't need. But this is the Bible. Now, when a man tells you you don't need part of this Bible, he's false. I don't care what his name is. He's no different than the Pope of Rome. He's false. Anti-word,
yes.
Anti-Christ.
That's right. Amen.
And God have sent some of the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, government, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles, have all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Now, also you're reading another scripture, well, that which is perfect is come, that which in parts done away. And everybody interprets that in different ways. But the Bible interprets it. And what the Bible says, we now behold through a dark glass. Amen. In other words, you see him partly through a dark glass. But when he comes, it's meaning. The second coming,
yes,
you'll be like him.
That's right.
That's what it means. Yes. So all we have in part to go. And that's what is perfect is coming. Mm-hmm. Christ.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
It's nothing else.
Amen.
It couldn't be anything else.
Amen.
Thank God it's the Lord. Yes. Now if you go back to verse 10 also, of 1 Corinthians 12, verse 10. And the gifts we're thinking about tonight is the working of miracles. In verse 10, to another the working of miracles. To another prophecy, to another discerning the spirit, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. Let's just bow our heads again, praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you tonight for the absolute clarity of the Word of God.
Yes.
Lord, we know that your Word is the truth, that yea and amen in Christ Jesus. The heaven and earth will pass away, but thy Word shall not pass away, not one jot or tittle, till all be fulfilled. Lord, we believe your word tonight. We confess we do believe your word. Lord, and we ask that you'll show us your word. And Lord, that you'll speak to us tonight. Even as we pray, you'll visit us with the visitation of the Holy Spirit. We need you, Lord. We ask that you'll bind the enemy over our lives, over our homes, over all that's near and dear to us in the name of Jesus Christ. And we plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over our lives afresh tonight. Forgive us every wrong thought, every wrong word, every wrong deed. If we've seen someone, like a brother said, we didn't want to see, Lord, clear it from us. And cover us with your blood. Wash us in the blood.
Yes.
And cleanse us. And we shall be whiter than the snow. And fill us again with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Now, Lord, I take the promised Holy Spirit to help me. And I thank you that you do. In Jesus' precious name. And Lord, whatever the needs are in this service tonight, you can know the very secrets of the heart. I pray you'll speak to them. I pray you'll meet the need. And especially encourage and strengthen your people. And may we know that these gifts are real and they're still available. And that you've never changed. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Praise God. I tell you, Ephesians says, apostles, pastors, evangelists, teachers, I might be putting it in order, because five for the perfection of the saints. And you can't take anything from the Bible. You know, the Bible is the absolute authority of God's word. Now this spectacular gift is working miracles. It's a spectacular gift. Now there's one thing, and I didn't read it tonight to save time, but if you read in chapter 4, all through Corinthians, all about the gifts, but you know, I read it, I think, with chapter 14 a few weeks, and you read by the same Spirit, by the same Spirit, by the same Spirit, everywhere you read, by the same Spirit. So it is by the Spirit of God. It's not by a man. We appreciate men God's use, but we cannot pray to them to get this. It comes from the Spirit of the Lord. And there is people, and they go to places to visit men from the past, and they pray there. That's false. That's no different than praying to the Virgin Mary. That's the same spirit as that spirit. And that's an Antichrist spirit. We're not to pray to nobody, only Jesus Christ. Because he's living. And he's our high priest. And it's through the Holy Spirit that we have anything we're going to have. And Brother John said on Sunday, more of the same spirit. Because there's only one spirit, not two spirits. So if you have the spirit, you need more of the same spirit. Praise God. And I've already read, we're encouraged to pray for these gifts.
Yes.
Covet earnestly. If you covet someone, the Bible forbids you to covet your neighbor's wife. The Bible forbids you to covet anything your neighbor has. But the same Bible uses that word to covet the gifts. Yes. So there's things that tells you not to covet. Mm-hmm. But it tells you to covet gifts.
Yes.
Earnestly.
Yes.
So that's vigorously. Really seek for them. Mm-hmm. And people say, don't pray for any gifts. Well, that's not the scripture. Because we have read you're to do it.
That's right.
Amen.
So if a man says, don't do it, that's not right.
Amen.
That's his idea, not the Bible.
Yes.
And we want to have the Word of God. And it must be in the Word of God. And through the Word of God, all through it, dovetailing on miracles is definitely in the Bible. And if you take miracles out of the Bible, you don't really have a Bible. It's a miracle book.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Full of signs and wonders, a gift that was more in evidence, really, you could say, in the Old Testament, still in the New. But in the New Testament, the miracles was through compassion. But in the Old Testament, it was through power. Now, I hope you understand that in a way. In the Old Testament, God did it many times. And we'll see some examples tonight. Through the power of God. In the New Testament, Jesus did it through compassion. He had compassion on people. And he did miracles. And it wasn't really, in the Old Testament, when they opened the Red Sea, you could say it was compassion on the children of Israel, but it was the power of God shown to Pharaoh. And we're going to see that tonight, praise God. Now, we know that it is a miracle when somebody gets saved. We believe that. It's a great miracle. How many believes that? But yet there's miracles of healing as well as that. So some people say they class it just as a miracle to getting saved. That's partly true, but that's not fully true. It's more than just getting saved. It could be for people to be healed. Praise God. Some people suppose the power of God is demonstrated only in the conversion of souls and goes without saying. There's no doubt that's a supernatural experience. It is turning over. It's not turning over a new leaf. Getting saved. Or setting out a new standard. It's a born again experience. It's as many as received him, to them give he the power.
Amen.
To become the sons of God. So there's a plan that comes. Now the work of the miracles, however, is a supernatural manifestation of the power of God. That's what work of the miracles is. It's a supernatural manifestation of the power of God. And God comes with his power and he can do something from nothing. That's a miracle. And I tell you, God's able to do it. Now, look what I wrote here. It is a supernatural manifestation of the power of God that suspends, or in some ways controls the law of nature. It can do anything. What I mean by that is, it can work, change nature. That's what I mean by that. Now, it's like when Jesus ran the boat in the storm. He changed it, what it was.
Amen.
Moses did it. Elijah did it. That's the power of God. That's a miracle power of God, what it's able to do. Now, a miracle is a word used to denote the non-natural, beyond natural. So if it's something that can naturally be done, it's not a miracle. Switching that light off, it's not a miracle. This is totally an act of the power of God, by the Spirit of God. This is someone that's absolutely can't be done, but God does it.
Yes.
David Hathaway was preaching in a foreign country. I can't remember, I saw a film of it years ago. You know, I'm going to tell you, David Hathaway is a man. People don't realize how God used that man. Do you know that? David Hathaway was mightily used to God. Some places wouldn't even want to hear about him, but I'll tell you what, That's gone by many times. I'm telling you that. There's a woman in that service with her leg broke, totally broke. And David Hathaway preached and he prayed, and God healed that young woman. And where he had the meetings was in the stadium, an athletic stadium. I don't know if any of his brothers ever saw it. It was the big athletics, you know, a track with a run on. And that girl ran around the track after God healed her leg. She ran around the track. How many ever saw the testimony of the woman that taught Sunday school and Reinhard Bunke's meetings? The testimony is told many years ago, I saw it. And she was in a wheelchair for many years. And there's a wee boy prayed for her in Sunday school. And God healed her. How many ever heard that testimony? Now, she was in Bunke's meetings. And the power of God came on her. But a wee boy prayed for her at Sunday school and she was healed. And they made a whole video of it. And they filmed her doing her garden, bending over. And she'd had so many operations that she's going to need more. She's in a wheelchair for years. God completely healed her. That's a miracle. And God works miracles. He's a miracle worker. Supernatural manifestation of God. Elijah had it when he parted the Jordan. Elijah parted the Jordan with his mantle. And that just wasn't that he parted the Jordan, but the Bible says, and you can read it in 2 Kings 2 verse 8, him and Elisha. It says he went over on dry ground. Do you sense, brother, do you literally mean it was dry? Yes. Dry. Because the Bible says dry. Dry ground. That's some miracle. That man could do that and he faith, believe in God for that miracle. And the power of God came and done it. That's what he's able to do. The Lord Jesus Christ began his ministry with a miracle in John chapter 2. It's one of the stories everybody uses. People use it in all the wedding ceremonies. Many, I've used it. Everybody uses it. Where he turned the water into wine. That's a miracle. And you know, you'll read the testimony. It's true. I think it was Brother Armand Neville told it. He said that he said to William Branham, he says, Brother Branham, we are out of wine this morning. We have no wine. And you know, they had the wee vessels. People say we must have the one cup. That's true. You can have the one cup. But so a lot of people, how many knows the wee things they used to use? If you're taking wine and it's on to the Lord, I don't think it's going to really be so strict. Because they had them in the tabernacle. Just the wee ones. I don't know how many's in it, 20 or whatever. But anyhow, they ran out. And Brother Branham prayed and they filled with wine. And the man with them saw them fill it. That's a miracle. That's what God's able to do. That's the power of the Spirit of God. Amen. Not the power of William Branham. But he had faith and God used him. But it was the power of God that done it. Praise God. Jesus, his mother said to them, whatever he says to you, do it. And they filled them up with water. And when they threw at the last, you know the story, they said, how is it at the wedding? Yes. You'd be embarrassed at the wedding if you'd nothing to give them, wouldn't you? You know, you had to feed them and everything. And they were going to be embarrassed. Jesus fixed them. And he says, you threw the best wine at the last. You could preach a sermon on that now. People say there's nothing to happen at the last. That's not how Jesus works. The best is at the last. Yes. Jack Coe called it the big dipper. He said God showed him the last move was the best move. Yes. Amen. Mm-hmm. And there's so many people saying the same thing. Some people don't believe it. Doesn't matter whether they believe it or not. If God did show it to one of them men, it's going to happen. Look at Exodus chapter 3 and verse 5. You can read it. You look at the mighty visitation God had with Moses. And the brother John spoke well on Sunday morning about Moses, how he went up the mountain, how he came down. And I tell you, isn't it remarkable? You know the story, Moses fled from Egypt, arrived in the desert of Midian, and found some shepherds driving away the shepherdesses. They gave them a good hiding and chased them away and watered the sheep for them. How many has ever seen the Ten Commandments? And he helped the women and he went back to their father's house, Jethro, the priest of Midian. And he ended up marrying one of his daughters. But he met with God. You can read it in Acts 2 verse 16. Exodus, sorry. 2:16 and chapter 2 and chapter 3, you can read through it all about Moses. But God visited him and he showed him a miracle. Not only did God show Moses a miracle, he gave it with him that he could do it. That's true. Now look at verse 1 of chapter 3. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. Verse 2. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Now when you read this angel of the Lord, capital L, that's where you hear William Branham saying that's the angel of the covenant. None other than the Lord Jesus. Now you know he pre-existed before he was a man. The Bible proves that. And he appeared to people. And when people preach on an appearing and put a date on it and say that's it now, you can't do that. Amen. God can come when he wants.
Amen.
You can't nail God down to a date. You can't do it, because what would happen if you needed him on an ordain? He can come whenever he wants. And the angel of the Lord appeared on him in the flame of fire, and looked, and out of the midst of the bush, and looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Verse 3. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see the great sight, why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses, and he said, here I am, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh, but put off thy shoes, draw off thy feet, for you're standing on holy ground. It was great what a brother John said on Sunday. How many was there? God and Moses. But that was a real meeting, wasn't it? That was a meeting. Amen. When you look at the miracle in chapter 4, if you go to chapter 4, and I won't read it for the sake of time, but you go to chapter 4, verse 1 to 9, you can read it, and you look at the miracle of the rod. And God now, God's met him in chapter 3. And God here in chapter 4 sent him. And he said, what's in your hand? And he says, it was a staff. Probably, it must have been for the sheep. Maybe you know the staffs the shepherds had for the sheep. And he said, throw it in the ground. And he threw it in the ground and turned it into a snake. Now you never ever lift a snake for the tail. That's rule number one. Did you ever think of this? Anybody knows anything about snakes, I don't know much about them. But if you ever watch boys that work with snakes, you get them here by the head. And you might hold his tail to keep, but you never lift him with the tail. If you lift a snake with the tail, you're bit. You're getting bit. But God tell him by the tail. It's a miracle. This can't be acted. If somebody tried to act, this wouldn't work. This would have to be God. Now you see that flagpole over in the corner there, you imagine, I throw that flagpole on the floor and lift it up and it's a snake. I guarantee you, it'll scare the life out of all of us in here. I'm telling you. People don't realize how supernatural this book is. If miracles really start happening the way they can, it'll scare people. I'm telling you. That's why the Bible says they were astonished. And Moses took it to the tail and it turned into the staff again. And that was a sign God gave him. A miracle sign. And then he told him, put your hand in your bosom and bring it out. It was leprous.
Yeah.
And he put it in again and come out pure. Miracle. Power of God. Yeah. That's a creative power of God. And then you know he went on down. And right down. God was surely with Moses. He went into the court of Pharaoh and one of the greatest monarchs of the day. And what did he announce? I am sent him. You think of this. This fella, I guarantee his beard was down to near his knees. Think of it now, seriously. The movie wasn't even doing justice. I guarantee he had a big beard on him. And he was glowing. I guarantee he was glowing. Because the Bible says they couldn't look at him. The power of God was glowing on him. That's what I believe. He was glowing. And the big beard and all of him went down in there. And he's a staff in his hand and dressed as a shepherd. Now, Pharaoh must have laughed when this man comes in there. You imagine him going down, what are you going to stick? Going down to deliver all these people with a stick. But the miracle of power of God was written. Mm-hmm. And you look at chapter 7, verse 10, 12. And Moses and Aaron went in on the furrow, and they did so as the Lord commanded them. They didn't do what somebody else told them. Hey boy, you need to do this, but what did God tell you? And our brother John said it with that as well on Sunday. You have to do what God tells you, not somebody else thinks. When God tells you, God will back it. Amen. And you know what God speaks to you personally, and you stick with that. Amen. And they did as the Lord had commanded, and Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called his wise men, the sorcerers and magicians of Egypt, and they also did in like manner with their enchantments, for they cast down every man's rod, and they became serpents, but Aaron's rod swallowed up theirs. So the devil can do powerful things, but God's greater. Yeah. God's greater. And you know that God hardened Pharaoh's heart. Mm-hmm. And then you know that he called the 10 different plagues down. I used to preach on that a lot, you know. That for one more night where the frogs came from. The fella said to me, you must have preached that. You heard Stephen Shelley preach it. And I said, no, he must have preached it. He heard me preaching it. But I remember preaching it in Zimbabwe. I did hear a man preaching it, but it wasn't Stephen Shelley. It was another man. That's true. But it's the Word of God. But I didn't preach his sermon. But he used the thought. But all them plagues, God brought all the plagues through Moses, his prophet. And the stick, you hear the stick. Flies everywhere. The water turned into blood. All the cattle dead. Hailstones raining down on them like bricks. Yeah. Think of that. Killing the animals dead. Then the last one was the death angels. Reading about Spurgeon. I was just reading a bit the other day here. Spurgeon, a message on the blood. And Spurgeon says, can you imagine in Egypt if somebody had said, now, I'll tell you what, I know Moses told us to apply the blood, but I'll not bother to do something else. He says the death angel would have took them. Had to be the blood. And God never changed his plan, sure he didn't. Had to be the blood. And see, God worked miracles for Israel. Look at Psalm 78, verse 20. Behold, he smote the rock, that the waters gushed out, and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Yes. God is a God of miracles. God did all these things. We haven't time to go into it all tonight. He brought Israel out, and the Bible says there wasn't a weak one amongst them. Not a feeble one amongst them. Amen. You watch the Ten Commandments, they're carrying them over in a half day. That's nonsense. That's not scripture. The Bible, and I'll tell you about that, the Bible says their women bear easier than the Egyptian, the Pharaoh's people. Because the hard work to kill them, the children easier. That's the Bible. Yes. In other words, they made them strong. Because of what they'd done, that was God. God brought them out to worship him. And God said, I'm going to lead you into a land flowing with milk and honey. And he fed them fresh bread and fresh manna from heaven. A miracle. Every day.
Yes, amen.
Moses, think of this. Think of it. Think of this here. We saw a person saved on Sunday night. But you think of a man that God said to, you're going to see somebody saved every day. Well, God done that with Spurgeon, you know. Amen. See, he heard Spurgeon. I don't know if it was every day, but it was so many. He saw, God gave him a promise one time. And he saw an awful people saved, James McCollum. James McCollum, you read his testimony, he said he had 38 coming to the meeting. And God said to him, the angel, he said, said to him, from now on when you preach, every time somebody will get saved. Now, God can do that. You know the story about Reinhard Bonnke. He's going down the street and he could have had the money, but he asked for the thousands of souls and God done it. That's a miracle. But how big of a miracle? There's no miracle too big for God.
Yeah.
We can expect for more to come. Yeah. Amen. Yes. And miracles of people getting saved, it is supernatural act of God, but physical miracles as well. God can heal people with a miracle. Mm-hmm. Lord Jesus Christ, Mark 6, verse 36 to 44. And this is the miracle of the loaves and the fishes. Now if you look at verse 38, and he said unto them, how many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they say, five and two fishes. Five loaves and two fishes. Now I preached in all the miracles. If anybody remembers when they preached about all the miracles of Jesus. Probably not all of them. Couldn't do all of them. A lot of them. But look at this miracle that the Lord done. This is a miracle. And this was a miracle of compassion. The Bible says, you know, when they followed Jesus, they hungered. They almost fainted. See, the people almost fainted. And the Bible says Jesus had compassion on them.
Yes, amen.
Now, if Jesus had compassion then, he'll have compassion now. Because he's not changed. We're living in the day of grace.
Yes.
But Jesus can still have compassion tonight and do a miracle.
Yes.
You remember in the boat when the storm came in Mark 4, verse 38 down. And they feared exceedingly, verse 41, he said one to another, what manner of this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? He calmed them. Now here's one. God might not always have a meeting where he saves 100. Jesus Christ went the whole way here for one man.
Amen.
I think that's remarkable. You think of that. God can take you to the other side of the world for one man or one woman. And the Lord crossed this lake to reach one man. And he delivered him. And he says, I'll follow you. And he says, no, go home.
Amen.
Tell your family.
Yes, sir.
How remarkable is that? Go home to tell your family. I guarantee you they get saved. They had to. You think of that man's condition. He was a maniac. And he could have had a family at home and everything. Maybe married and children. And something happened and he ended up in them tombs. And Jesus delivered him. And he had to have a family. He said, go home to your family. Not something. But the Lord did that for one man.
Amen.
See, the devil wants you to think God wouldn't do it for me. Why not? If he'd cross a lake for a man that's a lunatic, there's nothing impossible. The Lord can do it for you. When he come to the fig tree, why did he not bless him? He could have blessed him, but he didn't. He cursed him. He was showing darkness what it is going to happen. If people that lack salvation, they'll be cursed at the end. At the judgment. Amen. Matthew 21 verse 9. And when he saw the fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only. And he said, on that, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. The Lord wants fruit in our branches. We need to bear fruit for the Lord. What about when they carried the son of the dear woman of Nain out the gate? And Jesus saw the funeral coming and had compassion. It's in Luke 7, verse 11 to 15. Luke in verse 12. And when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much of the people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her. Now, I'm not specifically preaching on compassion, but you could do it. You could take a sermon on compassion. But these are miracles of compassion. So the Old Testament, you have miracles of power. In the New Testament, you have miracles of compassion. And God can do both yet. But he's never changed. Praise God. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her. And she said, he said unto her, weep not, verse 14. And he came and touched the bearer. And they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead stood up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother. Jesus raised the dead. That's the miracle power of God. Hebrews 13 and 8 is the same yesterday and forever. Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. Now I'm closing and saying this. I wrote this out here, and I want to read you what I wrote out. I believe this is important. Jesus Christ can and does still work miracles today. He has never changed. Think of this. I'm going to say in closing tonight. The children of Israel in their 40 years never followed miracles. But miracles went with them every day. They never followed them. The miracles followed them. These signs shall follow them that believe. Mark 16. We don't go out seeking some miracle worker. There's only one, that's Jesus. And we have him. Amen. But miracles should follow us as believers. The Lord has given us clear instructions to covet earnestly the best gifts. Working in miracles, I believe, is needed more than ever, and it's one of these gifts. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 10. To another, the working of miracles. We could name a long list of great men and women of Almighty God that had the working of miracles in their lives, and it's good to hear them and reverence and respect every one of them. But they're not our source. This is what I wrote. They're not our source. Now, I don't want you to get this wrong. William Branham is not my source. Smith Wigglesworth is not my source. Jack Coe is not my source. But Jesus Christ is. They're great men. I reverence and respect every one of them. But Jesus Christ is my source. He's my source. It's like the story I told of the great preacher, and his ministry got big, and he needed a lot of money every month. And he said a woman came at the end of the month dressed black. He never saw her. But somebody in the office would say that woman dressed black came with the money. But he said he got to be reliant on her coming. And he tried to wait and catch her and find her. And I think he saw her going away once. He never was fit to actually meet with her. But one month she never came. And he was praying and he said God spoke to him. And God said, she's not your source. I am. God used the woman, but she wasn't the source. She was a carrier of what God had for him. Amen. And none of them men's our source. Christ is. We can't go to any of them tonight and pray to them. And ask them, will they do something for us? We're forbidden to do it. The Bible says it's a spirit of necromancy to pray to the dead. It's forbidden. We are only to pray to the living, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. He's our source. Today we read that the gifts are given by the manifestation of the same spirit. 1 Corinthians 12, 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit. With all. To every man. God can give you your portion.
Yes, amen.
For yourself.
Yes, amen.
Profit you. And your source is the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us come and pray tonight. I hope I've said something will help somebody. The Lord's our source.
Amen.
I really felt the Lord told me that. None of them people's our source. Now you can be encouraged listening to them. We know that. We believe that. But it's the Lord that's going to give you. It's the Lord that will do it for you. And even a man that God uses, don't blow him up. It's blow the Lord up. William Branham said, get that name down to that banner right now. He told them. He said, there is no big man, only Jesus. Get the name off it. He told them, but they didn't do it. The glorified man. He wouldn't have it. It's not his fault. It's just man. Let's come and pray tonight. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you this evening that truly indeed you are our source. Lord, you're touched by the feeling of our infirmities. You're nigh unto all them that are of a broken heart and contrite spirit. Lord, you said if we'll humble ourselves and fast and pray, we will hear from heaven. Lord, we can go to no other, for thou alone of the words of eternal life. Lord, didn't Peter say, where shall we go?
Yes.
For thou alone are the words of eternal life. Lord, your prophet said clearly, there's no great miracle workers, only Jesus Christ. You are the miracle worker tonight. We know that you're close to us. You're even closer than the breath we breathe. Paul, David said, I go to hell, you're there, and the heaven, you're there. Lord, you're all knowing. You know everything, and you're here tonight. You can hear prayer here. You can hear prayer in Australia, or in Canada, or America, because you're all knowing, and you're everywhere. We thank you this evening that your word says your ear is ever open to our cry. Your arm is not shortened. You're able to see it. You're able to do miracles tonight. Lord, we know you are the great miracle worker. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ tonight, you'll grant a miracle to everyone that needs it in this room. Whether it be a financial miracle, a physical miracle, Lord, and save our families, Lord, we need you. Oh, we want you in a deeper way. We're asking for more of the same Spirit. More of that anointing that destroys the yokes and breaks it in the name of Jesus Christ over our homes, over our families, upon our children, upon the mother, the father, the husband, the wife, the son, the daughter. We plead the precious blood of Jesus over them tonight. Father, someone's listening in this recording and they need a miracle. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, give them a miracle. Have compassion on us here tonight, Lord, and visit us. Lord, you know the needs that many of us have prayed in secret. We pray you'll meet those needs and you'll answer prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, for those of us that's praying for a loved one, maybe in a terrible condition, an alcoholic or, Lord, a drunkard or even worse, we're asking you, Lord Jesus, that you'll come on the scene. That the blood of Jesus Christ will go over them. That the power of the Most High will come upon them and speak to the words of life. In Jesus Christ's name. We ask for Victoria, Lord, you'll strengthen her. That you'll bless her. That you'll cover her with your blood. Let her not be discouraged. Let her be encouraged. We pray for Rob. You'll continue to move on him as you've been doing. That you'll bring them right through to the saving knowledge of the truth. In Jesus Christ's name, pray for my sister, you'll bless her. Bring her into the meeting to bring Davy in as well, my brother-in-law. For Davy, my brother, that you'll deliver him and save him. In the name of Jesus Christ, for Matthew and Aaron and the wives and children, that you'll deliver them and save them. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, for family members in this room, for my Uncle John, for my aunts, cousins, uncles, for all that's near and dear, all their children, all their relatives, cover them with your blood and bring them in, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, for others, maybe that I haven't named or mentioned, praying for a brother. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, cover them with your blood. Bring them in, we pray, Lord Jesus. Father, that you bless our homes by the blessing of God. That you continue to move on the meetings. Grant thy wisdom. Grant thy guidance. Oh Lord, let the Holy Spirit come in a greater way. We know you've been moving, Lord, but we're asking for more. More of this move of God. More salvation. More healing. More gifts of the Spirit. More manifestations of your blessed word coming amongst your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, I just ask it tonight for all the wives at home that need your touch, even my own wife tonight.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet and all other wives, that you'll touch them in Jesus' name tonight and heal them of the need.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord, we pray. Pray for my own dad for this blood condition. Lord, if you'll clear it up and dry it up. I rebuke this infirmity in the name of Jesus. I pray the power of God will come on him and you'll heal him. Lord, I know you're able to do it. I'm asking you for a miracle in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. I know you can do it, Lord. Help our unbelief Christ's name, and grant us thy blessings. In the name of the Lord, we pray. Strengthen others. If there's any downcast, may they be uplifted. Any discouraged, may they be blessed. For those seeking work or prosperity in work, bless them, prosper them. Meet the financial needs. Bring the work, Lord. Give them the right contacts, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Lord, we will give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. God bless each one as we continue to seek the Lord.